Recording started.
Good morning. Welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek mindfulness session, where we just take time out in the busyness of our schedules to take 10 minutes to deepen down in spirit. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the rising and the falling. And as always, I always like to take this moment to remind you the wonderful and wise words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." So let's be conscious as we take in this life-giving breath and truly expand the diaphragm, taking in as much as this wonderful oxygenating, life-giving breath that we need for our cells and our tissues. And as we exhale slowly out, releasing all that no longer serves us. Take in another deep breath. Truly extending the stomach, lowering the diaphragm, and allowing the life-giving, wondrous breath to energize your form. And as you exhale, release all that no longer serves us. And take your final deep breath in, and this time set the intention to be present in this moment. For only in this moment can we know God, the Spirit within. And as you breathe out, allow yourself to be here, now. You see, as I keep reminding you, it's only in this moment, can you know God. For God is not a God of the past, and He's not a God in the future, but He is a present tense I am, that I am God in this moment. So only as we can stay conscious to be present in the moment, in the now, in the isness, can we truly experience the presence of God. That presence, which is peace. That presence, which is joy. That presence, which is love. That presence, which is wholeness. So as we stay in this moment, knowing that God in us is peace, is joy, is love, is wholeness right where we are, we can rest. We can rest. We can rest. So in this awareness, in this truth, knowing that God is a very present tense, a very real presence right where we are, as we remain conscious of it, our lives are truly transformed. For it is written in the Bible, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace." Only as we are conscious to be present in the moment, can we be acquainted with the Spirit of God and know that peace that the teacher said passeth all human understanding. And as we remain in that peace, we become filled full of joy, of love, and the wholeness that Spirit is. So it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what you've got to do today, in this moment. As we acquaint ourselves with the divine within, we can experience, we can know, we can feel the peace, the perfect peace that is right where we are. But we have to be conscious. And as Rumi said, do not fall back to sleep. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, Thou who art more than all the names we can find to label you. You are the ineffable mystery of life. You have been since the beginning of time and will continue beyond it. You are the source of our being, the source of our health, our wholeness, our happiness, our peace, our joy. The Bible admonishes that we should be ye perfect as the Father within is perfect. So as we release our attachment to our egoic nature, as we release the attachment to things done, things said, things that have happened, as we release our attachment for the need to be right, as we release the attachment for our own self-righteousness, as we release the attachment for non-forgiveness, as we release the attachment to anything that forbids us and holds us from being in this present, in this moment, in this nowness, connected to your divine, wonderful spirit and energy and life force. As we stay in this moment, in this nowness, in this isness, we know there is no past, no future, there is only now, and in this now moment there is only you. And as there is only you, there is only good. There is no room for our stories, no room for our memories, our experiences of past hurts or peace. There is only you in this moment. And so as we rest again in this truth, in this awareness, in this knowledge that in this moment there is only you, no past, no future, only you. We know that in this awareness we can step forth and step out into the world of form once more when we have finished holding this truth in all our encounters, in all our experiences that are before us, that there is only you. And we can only know you in this moment. Not in our stories, not in our histories or her stories, but in this moment, in this nowness when all is new. All is new, all is new. So Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, may we keep surrendering everything and anything that robs us, that stops us from being in this moment connected to you. May we forbid ourselves from allowing yesterday's hurts, disappointments, peeves, and resentments to cloud this opportunity to be with you in this moment, in this nowness, in this life of peace, of joy, of love, of wholeness. Divine Beloved, as we know this truth for ourselves, let us know this truth for our friends, our families, those in our communities, those who challenge us or have hurt us in the past. Let us know this truth for those who are perpetrating wrongs and ills and horrendous crimes against fellow members of this planet Earth. Let us hold all in this oneness, in this nowness, in this love, in this peace. And so it is. Cannot be otherwise. Amen. Divine Beloveds, I invite you to take a deep breath as we repeat our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
And so it is. As we come to the end of our 10 minutes on a Thursday morning, I wish you a most blessed and peace-filled Thursday, and I look forward to joining you on Sunday at 10 a.m. for our Sunday Soul Connection. Love and blessings.
Thank you.